So we're continuing with verse 260 of Radharasira Nidhi, finishing the verse. Shri Radha Rasikendra Rupa Gunavad Gitani Sam Shravayan Gunja Manjula Hara Bharha Mukut Adyavedyam Chagrata Sham Shama Preshita Pugamalya Navagandhya Adyaischa Sam Prinayams Twat Padabja Nakachata Rasarade Magna Kadasyam. Translation. Oh, when will I become immersed in a lake of pure rasa found at the lustrous toenails of Radha and Rasikendra Sham, as I sing songs to them about their glorious forms and qualities. And afterwards, I will offer them, lovingly offer them, strings of gunja berries, peacock crowns, betel nuts, garlands, and fresh perfumes. And all these objects have been sent by the Surit Sakhi named Shama. Shama or Shamala. So we're discussing most of the verse yesterday, and one point left here. Sham Preshita. It's in the third line. Shama Preshita Pugamalya Navagandha. These are the items. But it's naming one particular Sakhi that brought all these items. So we have Radharani and Yashta Sakhis, but then there are also so many other Sakhis. Yashta Sakhis are Radha or Samasneha Adhika, and or some are more favorable and loving to Radharani or more to Krishna. Then there's neutral Sakhis, Tatasta. Their bhav is they like Krishna, they also like Radharani. And then there's Surit Sakhis. They're very friendly towards Radharani. And they're also nayakas, they're also heroines who enjoy intimately and personally with Krishna, the Surit Sakhis. So what we're finding here is that Saraswati Pad, in absorbing himself in his Siddha Sarupa as a Manjari, he's working, it's not a very good word, but he's serving in association with other Sakhis. In this case, he's receiving in one hand all the items for Shringar, Radharani Shringar, and for her decoration and also for Krishna, which will be utilized after they have enjoyed their intimacies together in the Kunja Leela. Then there'll be some dressing up required and redecorating, brushing hair and decorating and whatnot. So many Sakhis are working cooperatively. Someone has to collect the items and bring the items and offer the items and apply the items. And so in this case we're hearing about Shama Sakhi, and we described a little bit about her. And this is a principle in Manjari Seva. In the Vilap Kusumanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami, he's explaining sometimes you're serving in a group and sometimes you're serving alone. Sometimes you're serving, so it can be Samasta Sakhis, Lalita Vishaka, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari, and your Guru Sakhi and yourself and your Siddha Sarup. In meditation as a sadhaka or actual real time and Prem Dham Vrindavan in that far distant life when we attain spiritual perfection, trying in every life our best and hoping for the best that we attain Prem in this life or next life. Keep on going, keep practicing. Once in New York, Prabhupada was sitting with his disciples And there was a handful of disciples in front of him, maybe 30 or 40. And Prabhupada said, look out the window. And he said, Gargamuni, how many people are in this city? And Gargamuni said, if you take all the precincts together, precinct means area, Brooklyn and the Bronx and Harlem and Manhattan and all these places, about 20 million. And Prabhupada said, how many are sitting here? About 12. So we are the proverbial chosen few that's mentioned in the Bible, I'm told. And not that we're proud of that. We're proud of the fortune that we somehow received, which is causeless. Mercy, transcendental mercy is all causeless. But we're not proud of our privileged position. It brings responsibility. Position and privilege also brings... Position gives privileges, but brings lots of responsibility. So we have a responsibility, having received this great gift of Guru and Guru Diksha, from whomever, in whatever line or family, parampara, whatever you want to call it, we're all underneath the beautiful lotus feet of Nitya and Gauranga. The Pada, Nitya Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Shushitala. Nitya Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Shushitala. So much cool comfort there, cool and comfortable, safe and sound, happy and peaceful, in the shelter of Gaudiya Sampradaya. The perfect Ishtadev, the perfect philosophy, the perfect sadhana, the perfect sadhya, the perfect sangha. The only thing imperfect in the whole calculation is me. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya. Pick one, pick them all. We're offering them out today. Anybody want kam? Take it. Take all my kam, it's yours, I'll give you it all. Anyone want lust? Take it. Anyone want greed? Take it. I'm very charitable. You can take all my greed. You can take all my lust. You can take all my envy. And anger. Take all of that. Just enjoy it all. You just take all these beautiful gifts and have a good time. I give you all my blessings. Ashirvad. And then what will be left? Chaito Darpana Marjan. A blissful, clean consciousness. Pure and clean heart and mind, happy eyes, happy heart, happy atma, prasanatma, Krishna is telling in Gita. When one becomes shuddh or pure, it becomes prasanatma. His atma becomes prasana, very satisfied, happy. But as I mentioned, because we are not just Vaishnavas, we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We receive the privilege of Vaishnavism as a category, and specifically Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and that privilege, and that position gives the responsibility to distribute it to others. This is Prem Dharma. Prem is effusive. Prem is expansive. Prem is unlimited. Prem is contagious. Prem is attractive. Prem is sweet. Prem is necessity of the moment, especially now in the age of hatred, bigotry, prejudice, terrorism, and violence. This is the call of the times. If 2,000 years ago there was so much unnecessary animal slaughter in the name of yajna, now there is so much unnecessary animal slaughter in the name of swad, tasting, enjoying the taste of dead animals, flesh eaters. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus preached to the people, it's love. God is love. Love God. Love your neighbor. Everywhere you read his teachings, his favorite word is love. Why? Because he was in a desert and people had gone crazy. Sense gratification and devata puja and yajnas to appease various traditional gods of their tribes and nation. Innocently used for no reason, excessive slaughter of animals. It became very perverted, their execution of the various religious rituals. He said, stop all this violence, stop all this hatred to other living entities. No, like we say, we have some, nowadays you have some hand lotion. No testing on animals. This hand lotion has not been squirted in the eyes of innocent little mice and cats and dogs, puppy dogs, and caused them to go blind while we're testing whether it was good enough for your hands. That's called animal testing. So much violence and cruelty in this age. Hatred, violence, terrorism. Jesus would faint if he was trying to preach now. He says, hello, anybody ever heard? Hello, hello out there. Has anyone ever heard about this word? Does it cease to exist? Love, L-O-V-E, prem, pyar, priti. And whatever in your own language you have your local names for this feeling of sharing and giving and caring. Sharing, giving and caring, respecting, appreciating and honoring. What? These words are from 1792. Sharing, caring, honoring, appreciating. Get out of my way, man. It's gotta live. Bah. High speed, full speed. Just like my friend, he was looking at his Facebook and gloating over the screen. And I thought, wow, what movie star is he looking at? He's like, he's in a ST, what do you call it, a mobile shop. And he was a proprietor, and eyes were glued to the screen. I thought, he's a young man, so I thought, well, you can imagine what he's so attached to, meditating on. And I looked, and it was a motorcycle. I said, that's not so bad. And then on it said, speed, 299 kilometers per hour, then 176 miles per hour. Some motorcycle, it looks like a racing motorcycle, but it was being commercially available now in Bombay. 50 lakhs or 20 lakhs or whatever. I say, what is this? He said, oh, I want to get that. I said, where are you going to take it? On Govardhan for a call. Speed, speed, fast, fast, fast. You get on there, like go like a bat out of hell, and you'll be in hell in no time. Crash and Haribo. A madness. But here in the realm of the Sakis, we're talking about cooperation, one Saki to another, and serving the center. Everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. This is a famous phrase of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, Nityadamaka. Nityadamaka, entered the Nityadam of Radha Govinda Yugo, one of the great saints and philosophers and poet philosophers of the Gaudiya legacy. And he coined this term to describe the nature of the Absolute. Everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. I have to think about that, then you can understand the beauty of the phrase. Integration. In other words, in the spiritual world, there's millions of devotees. Millions. But their interest is one. Their center of interest is one. Their focal point of attention is one. Their heart's concern and thought and mental desiring and willing and thoughts is one. Eko bahu sham. Sham santosh. Sham anand. Sham sukh. Sham, 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 sham. Let Krishna be happy, peaceful, satisfied, fulfilled with whatever I can do and whatever I can offer. It's not my interests. We have to take care of our country's interests and our family interests. This is a very common thing. Center of interest. So that everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. Like a rock. You throw a rock in a lake. Doom. And a lake makes a circle and it goes, expands. But But then you throw another one and it won't be in the same place. So the circles of one rock are going to overlap with the circles of the second rock because it's a different circumference. Circumference means this. So one rock is creating this circle and circumference and another. And these are each separate circles of interest, concern, care. My wife. What about all the other wives? Hell with them. I got mine. One's enough. My husband, my family, my Germans, my nation. We're great. Everybody else, burn them up. Or, you know, we're from Arab countries. Everyone else, finish them off. Or we're, everyone has their circle of interest. So confliction. But in the spiritual world, there's only one circle, and everyone's in it. And what is it called? Rasmandal. Rasmandal. Everyone is in the Rasmandal. Yashoda, Raktak, Patrak, Payoda, then Amba, Kalimba. Everyone in all rasas, they're in one. Krishna's in the center of the Rasmandal, and all the devotees are in the center. Their hearts are part. They part their hearts in the center. There. They're fixed. Yashoda's fixed, Raktak. Everyone's fixed on Krishna, Radharani, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna is thinking, oh, Eko Bahu Sham, I am one, but they are Bahu. I am Ek, they are Bahu, they are many. And all of their love is deposited in me. And all their care, worry, anxiety, and difficulty is with me. 24/7. And how am I to reciprocate? I don't want to be criticized as being a liar. Because in Gita 4.11, I'm telling everyone, you love me this much, I love you this much. But how do I repay the love of millions and millions of devotees that love me unequivocally and unconditionally? I can't. Napariyeham. I'm a debtor, I'm indebted. I'll always be indebted to you. Can I hold your feet? Can I rub your feet? Can I rub your back? Can I offer you a garland? Anything I can do, somehow can I try to repay your love you've given me? Most popular picture that Gaudiya Vaishnavas love to buy is a picture of Radharani. And she's not alone. She's sitting on an asan, on a mandap, a dais. Singhasan, we say. But they don't usually use this term in rasic grant in this spiritual literatures of Rag Marg. They don't use the term singhasan. They use Vedi, Ratna Singhasana. When Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, I'll give you an example, when he's describing the Yogapit, Govindastala Yogapit in Vrindavan, in the evening time, Ratri Leela, between 10:48 and 3:36 a.m., then Radharani Ashtasakis, Astamandris, Astupasakis, and all thousands of Sakis, they gather in Govindastali in the hillock. It rises like the back of it from the bank. The Yamuna comes in from the north and breaks into two branches, and it holds the Yogapit in the arms of its branches, tributaries, whatever. It comes from the north, breaks into two, east and west, and goes and joins in the south and goes. In the middle of those waters, arm-like waves of the Yamuna, is a Yogapit. And it rises like the back of a kachua, tortoise or turtle. You know, you see, not so much a box turtle in the land, which is very quick elevation, but the sea turtle or the Radhakund turtles, I think it's called ellipsis or something. It goes like this, you know, starts even flat at the end, and then for balancing when they're, you know, it's Krishna's aerodynamics. Krishna made the first submarine. You know, the Germans are famous and proud of their U-2 submarine or something like that. They made the first submarine. And So they starts out like this and gradually it comes like that. So then on the top, on the very top, there's a, it's all kunjas and there's a whole description. It's called Yogapit. And the top of the golden area, there's the Yogapit Mandir, where the puja goes on. And that location in transcendental geography is what we can see with our eyes, what is popularly known today as the Radha Govindaji Mandir, the Purana Mandir that got broken or whatever they say. Stories are there. Some say it was never finished or it took, what you see, it took 40 years to make, by the way. It was opened in 1590 and Rupa Goswami entered the spiritual world in 1564. So 30 years after his departure from this world, they were still building the Radha Govindaji Mandir. The first temple to open was Radha Madan Mohan in 1580. So the Goswamis were long gone. So there, that's the Yogapit. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Mangala Charana, he describes it. Everyone knows very well. But there, when they're describing the sitting place of Radha and Krishna, they don't say Singhasan. I'm giving you an example. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto. Simhasanasto. Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshta Alivi Sevyamanam. So all the Preshta Alis. Ali means Saki. And Ali also means bee. Honeybee. They like to drink the honey. And we do too. Some people, most people. So this is a prayer. So they're saying this Ratna Singhasana. Actually, they're saying Singhasana. I defeated my own argument. It's actually saying Ratna Singhasana. It's actually, excuse me, that's an example. But usually, at least in Stavavali, they say, that was interesting. Let me prove my point. Actually, I didn't prove my point. I proved the opposite point. I'm just, anyway, talking like that. So back, let's get back to the verse, because that you may wonder what happened to the verse. So we're saying how the Sakis cooperate. So in the commentaries in Stavavali and Vilakusamanjali, sometimes the Sakis are serving alone, and that's how we like it. We like to dress our Krishna, our Thakurji, ourselves. And sometimes we maybe go on vacation or we can't dress for some reason. We're off the altar, as a term that's used in the modern places. So then we have a girlfriend or husband, brother, whatever, address Thakurji. But then we're lamenting, oh, I missed today, I look forward. So everyone has their own Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami and Vilakusamanjali and all others that are giving books, handbooks for meditation, that's what I call them. I mean, Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. And Govinda Lilamrita, everywhere all these books are full of leelas and beautiful rasas and experiences and exchanges and seva. The foundation of everything is seva. The foundation of love is seva, and this is the kingdom of love. Prem Dham Vrindavan. So there the sevas are the greatest and the most unlimited and prolific sevas there. We think we're doing a lot of seva here. Oh, Gurudev, I'm really serving so much. Are you serving as much as Radharani's kinkaris? 2 p.m. they take rest. While they're taking rest, they're thinking, okay, tomorrow I have to make garlands. Yesterday I made this, but I want to make that. So even there's no rest from seva. Seva is nitya seva and nitya dham and your nitya sarup, sarup siddhi. Even so-called, quote-unquote, swapna, or resting, is not resting. It's planning. It's planning. So you take rest at 2, and you're planning what garlands, and, oh, I picked all the betel nuts from that tree over by the Yamuna yesterday, but we need more today. Where will I go? Oh, I noticed some betel nuts ripening on that other tree near Govindagat. Yesterday I went to Deer Shamir Ghat. Now I'll go to Govinda Ghat. There's a nice betel nut tree there. So then You wake up. And what time is it when you wake up? 3:30. 90 minutes. What sadhaka are we all familiar with who slept 90 minutes a day? Does anyone know? Vande Rupa. I'll give you a hint. Vande Rupa Sanatana. Raghu Yuga. Raghu Yuga means a pair, yuga. Pair of raghus. So two and one are included there. Rupa and then, it's obvious. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Padaki Jai. He was sleeping 90 minutes a day because he's Tulsi Mandri. He was totally absorbed in Sarupa Vesh, Rati Mandri. And sometimes totally absorbed and then coming out, waking up, coming into Bahya Chit, external consciousness. And then writing about his experiences in Seva and how Radharani reciprocated with him and handed him and rewarded him. He was serving so nicely that Radharani said, here, when she was, Tulsi Mandri was changing Radharani's dress in the morning and Yavat and offering her a new, and fastening on her a new kancholi because, you know, redressing in the morning and then taking the old one. And Radharani said, here, Tulsi, you take this, it's yours. So there's one verse that says, maybe it's Radharasudaniti, Radharani with her own hand, Kara Prasadi. With Radharani, when Radharani with her own hands will she give me her Prasadi Vastra? When with her own hands will Radharani give her Prasadi Vastra? Such a beautiful being, pleased with me for my service. Reward! Everyone wants a reward. The child wants a reward. The adults want, the wife wants the recognition or wants a reward, and so does the husband. Oh, you never appreciate me. Day and night I'm slaving over here. And this is like old-fashioned type. I'm working so hard, but no appreciation, no thank you, this, or just, or I'm working and you're working, but you never appreciate my just being with you. I'm doing you a big favor, don't you realize? And because husbands take it for granted, you're my wife, you're supposed to just be there. Well, I may run away one day, then what? Well, then I'll appreciate that you were pretty good. As they say, you don't know what you have until you don't have it. So the mandris, they get rewarded. And one shloka like that, I believe it's either, maybe it's Radharasudaniti. My Saraswati Pad. That one line, he said, when will Radharani with her own hands, and says, not only does it say she will give me Swakara Vastra, Prasadi Vastra, Dadati or Dadami, whatever, when with your own hands, but it says Pranaya Dadati, when will you lovingly give me, not like, oh, here, take this, you know, here's my old, you know, like throwing some prasad or something. Says she will lovingly give it to me. Swakara means her own hand. So for those sadhakas that are cultivating and aspiring for the seva, the post of seva, and reading such verses and reflecting on them and praying in the same mood of Saraswati Pad or Raghunath Das, kada kada, kave kave, kada kada. Sanskrit is kada, Bengali is kave. Oh, Radharani, when? Oh, what a lucky day that would be. Like you can count the days on your hand, if you can count at all, that your Guru Maharaj gave you his personal prasadam. Ever? It's very rare, isn't it? Even here on this plane of sadhaka vesh, absorbed as sadhakas and practicing our sadhana bhajan, shravanam kirtanam vishnu svaranam parasevanam, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, when does Guru so intimately and so confidentially and so personally recognize us and call us forward and give him something? It's very touching, unforgettable. You may live, that moment may live in your heart forever. That momentary exchange of love, dadati pratigrinati, vungte bho jayate cheva. This is Priti Lakshana. Guru-Shishya-Sambandha-Priti-Lakshana, the loving feelings and exchanges in the relationship of guru and disciple, the very tender, touching, memorable, tender, touching, memorable, sweet, and unforgettable. This is the kripa in a very tangible way. It's rare. Once my Vaishnava guru, I've known for 20 years, and once I can, it's rare, I know myself. And I'm sitting right opposite him, only a few inches opposite. We're sitting on the same, just next to each other on a blanket, looking at me. And he had a chatter, not this one like this, on his shoulder. It was just there, it was just lying there, and we're talking. And I've been asking questions, Harikata. Then, I don't know what, but he took one like this. And he took it off his shoulders and lovingly put it on my shoulders and went like this. I was like, wow, Jai Gurudev. So this is for every little expression. So imagine what this would, how one would, it would impress someone. Because what happened was Saraswati Pad was sitting on the banks of Yamuna, Kaliya Daha, in his bhajan kutir. And he's writing this, and he's doing his bhajan, having these experiences, these spurtis, these visions, these deep perceptions and unveilings of Radha and Krishna's pastimes and intimate exchanges. In his meditation or his total absorption of samadhi, you could say. And then waking up, coming out, well, that was so grand and so majestic and sweet and intimate and endearing. I have to write this down. And he gets his stylus and he writes in Sanskrit on palm leaves, these shlokas. He writes in Sanskrit and describes, this is his biography of his bhajan experiences. Like sometimes people keep a diary of experiences they had, what, japa diary. You know, they have these, keep a diary of your japa. Oh, today I chanted 3 rounds in my sleep and 5 rounds half asleep. That's 8. Then 8 and 4 rounds driving to the work and 4 rounds coming back. Jai ho! 16 rounds. But I'm very clever. I'm more clever than most devotees because I took one tulsi bead and I got some epoxy glue and I put it on the steering wheel. So when I'm driving, I just, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I chant on tulsi. Did you chant on tulsi? Yeah. It's glued to my steering wheel, you know. A little bump, you know. Better than not chanting. It's not. It's funny, we're laughing, but it's not the best. But it's not bad either. You know, who's doing that? Who's making that much effort or that much? That's sincere. He's doing the best he can. What can he do? Life is like that. Who has any time in the so-called modern age of free time and robots and machinery and high tech? What's the result? People have less time to themselves, less free time, and less time for their families than they did 50 years ago. So this is the principle that's Radharani rewarded them. So this verse is explaining, Shamsaki, she was happy to do her service of collecting the Gunjamala from the Adivasis in the jungle, the Pulinda women, Bringi and whatever their other names are. Bringi means fat female bumblebee. Bringi. So that's the name of one of the characters, one of the players in Krishna's Leela. Bringi, the Adivasi. The Pulinda. Pulinda women means Adivasi. It means, you say, aboriginals living in the jungle. Jungle people. Not very pretty. Not very handsome. But they're strong and they're tough. And they climb around there and pick up all the gunjas and get the kasturi and chandan trees and all the things that are necessary for Radharani Sringar. Kasturi we call musk and all these things. So they have a very crucial role to play in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Shamsaki met them, said, oh, hey, Bringi. So funny. Just like Krishna's one calf has a pet calf, Vatsa. Vatsa means baby cow. Vatsa, guy, go, guy, go, G-A-U, go, go or guy, and Vatsa, and his name, her name is Tungi. Tungi means very concentrated, like Tunga Vidya, concentrated knowledge. So Tungi, very sweet names, Tungi. So they cooperate. There's cooperation. There's so many varieties, as I mentioned. So what is the effect of this? Because he's explaining, he says, oh, when will I, he said, I want to do this service, I want to cooperate with Sham Sakhi and dress you after you've enjoyed your love dalliances in the Kunja Griha. And now you require my seva and I'm serving you and dressing you. And what's the result of this? That by doing this, I'm drowning. It says, Magana. He said, when will I drown? In what? In a lake, Radhe, like we have Kali Rad. Rad. Rad means lagoon. Actually means lagoon in English, but it's the main river is flowing, and then it's flowing so fast, if there's any kind of cut in the land, any erosion of the banks and makes a little inlet, then some portion of water goes in there, and it's very forceful, becomes bigger and bigger, becomes a lake on the side of the main flow of the main river. That's called a Haradhe. H-R-A-D-E, Haradhe, Harad. So he's comparing the result. This is the result of seva. Then I'm falling in this. He says, Twat Padabja Nakachata. Just by seeing, I'm serving you in so many humble, required, necessary ways, and meanwhile I'm falling, just seeing the glimmer of your toenails, naka, your toenail, of your lotus feet, I'm becoming immersed, drowned in a pool or a lake of ras, rasa radhe, radhisham, becoming drowned in a lake of ras. So this is the effect of seva. We see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita describing Lord Nityananda, Dauji, Balaram, Nityananda, and Gaura-lila. He was so much absorbed in Sevananda. There's one Bengali shloka that says it. He was always relishing Sevanand, Sevanand, Sevanand. We say Ananda, but the A is left off in general pronunciation. Sevanand. So he represents the principle of seva, Ananta Shesh and Balaram and Nityananda. So many forms and expressions. Ananta Shesh means, Ananta means no limit. There's no limit to his seva. His unlimited service is rendered by Balaram and Ananta Shesh and Nittai. And what does he experience by doing all that seva, seva, seva? Bliss. And so the mandris are also experiencing rasa rade magana. When will I taste that? Of course, that sometimes we hear discussion, devotees, they say, oh, you should not enjoy your service, just do your service. You shouldn't enjoy it. You shouldn't get happiness from it. You should do any kind of slavery or any kind of drudgery and be happy with that. But this is not quite right. We don't find this anywhere in the realm of Goloka Vrindavan. It's not true that, this, like they might say, well, how do the mandris enjoy? Because they're in Madhura Ras, they're in this conjugal loving relationship with Krishna, but as Radharani's servants. And whatever they're enjoying, the experience, and sometimes Krishna even embraces them or kisses them, he interacts with them sometimes intimately, momentarily. And even there's verses where they say, Radharani, you may cleverly arrange. I know that you're behind all this. Radharani, I know you're behind all this. You may cleverly induce Krishna to embrace me. And you may orchestrate a whole thing beforehand. Hey, listen, Sham, when that mandri comes today, I want you to do this. And there's a verse like that in Radharasunaniti. I think we covered it last year. So then the mandri comes and Krishna says, oh, you're that mandri? You're that very fortunate maidservant of Radharani. You have that privileged position of always being with Radharani in her bedroom, and you bathe her and you dress her and you move everywhere with her, and you're always with her in day and night. And not, I don't have that fortune. You're so fortunate. Said, I want to show my appreciation. So then Krishna starts, and he says he firmly embraces the Manjari, he kisses her, and he intoxicates her with the wine of arrows. He says, Surata Madirata. Surata Madirata. Madira. Madira means wine. Madira. Surata means erotic. Wow. Erotic pleasure. That means Happy New Year. That's Diwali is Happy New Year. Some people are a little excited to set off the firecrackers. Boom. So Radharani, I know you may arrange for Krishna to tightly embrace me. And it says, even it said, adhika sneha. And in the verse it says, and he may show me excessive adhik, like adhikmas. He may show me adhik sneha, excessive affection. He may shower me with kisses and ashlishiva parvatam panashtamam. He may break me with his embrace and intoxicate me with the wine of arrows. But still, Radharani, you should know that my mind never moves from the pleasure of serving your lotus feet. My pleasure is serving your lotus feet. Because we, all of us, have the experience also in our material world of we may be physically doing something, but our mind is not there. Like, you know what I mean? Even to the extent, that extent. On the most intimate exchanges, it may be going on for various different motivated reasons of various parties, and we may not be mentally there at all. So the mandris are saying, okay, Radharani, this is all you're doing. I didn't seduce Krishna. I didn't cast sidelong glances at him. And he didn't have any particular interest in me until you induced him. You hatched out this plan before I came. Oh, Krishna, let's have some fun with this Manjari. They do like that. So that's described. So let's have some fun and watch what she does. So then they watched. I mean, Krishna wasn't watching. He was too busy playing his part. And Radharani was watching her Manjari and appreciating her loyalty and her steadfast dedication to the unbreakable Akanda Seva of Radharani's lotus feet, the unbreakable bondage of serving Radharani's lotus feet. Even if you're swept off your feet by Krishna, you won't give up your desire and feelings to serve the lotus feet of Radharani. So this is the Sakis enjoy. It's saying, you know, I'll fall in a lake of bliss. We see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is describing Dasyarati in the Dwarka Leela. And there was, who was it? It's Krishna's Sarati Daruka. They had driven the chariot somewhere with Krishna and they were talking, Krishna was talking with some other people, whatever. And Daruka picked up a chamar because he does more than just drive a chariot. When he's not driving a chariot, Daruka does other things too. So he was fanning Krishna, Dwarkadish, and he was starting to feel ecstatic. And he was, oh, I'm feeling so much ecstasy by seeing my Lord and fanning his beautiful form. And I'm becoming overwhelmed. Oh, I'm praying that this ecstasy will go so I don't drop this fan and stop my service. That verse is there in the Dasyarati description. But in the Sakis and Manjaris, the Sakis, they forget, they lose everything. They go Murchita when they're with Krishna. They faint sometimes. This is the last symptom of Astik Sattvic Vikar, transformations of Astik Sattvic, is Pralaya. Pralaya means death, devastation or death. But that's not Anukulya for loving exchanges. It's not favorable for loving exchanges. If you're embracing your lover and they're feeling so much ecstasy, oh, I love you so much, and they die in your arms. Huh? What is this? Where do you go? Ah! Now that's very anticlimactic and very, you know, the epitome of bliss and the epitome of agony all in one second. So that doesn't happen there. So it translates, pralaya translates as morchita, they faint. Hair standing on end, trembling, crying. Vaivarnya, the changing of the bodily color, and then fainting. Sudipta, the final pitch, the sudipta. Sudipta vikara, the utmost transformation due to intense loving ecstasies, which are experienced only in the madhura rasa of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, the fullest expression of all the different bhavas and exciting reactions created therein. So but the sakis, they faint, but the manjris, they're relishing. It says, rasa rade magana kada syam aham. When will I become submerged and immersed in that lake of ras, a blissful ananda ras, ananda prema ras? Why what? Why I'm serving? I won't faint. I won't drop the gunjamala. When I'm tying the gunjamala or offering you the gunjamala to tie on Krishna's mormokut, on his peacock crown, I won't drop it. I won't become dysfunctional, immobile. They contain themselves. They experience, they're immersed in magana, they're immersed in ecstasy, but then they control it. They don't submit to it. So that, as it's told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, because the mandris are Bhav Taratmya, the kinkaris, servants of Radharani, they never forget their seva. There's an example in Govinda Lila Mrita and Kunja Bhanga Lila, when Radha and Krishna are waking up in the Kunja, and Nidibhan or Anivan, where they're resting, and then they're, it says here, they're gazing mutually at each other. You see this description in Govinda Lilamrita. Radha and Krishna are looking lovingly in each other's eyes at that sweet, tender moment upon arising after an entire night of lovemaking and intimate exchanges. And then some short, brief rest, and then having a vilas in a dream, having pastimes in a dream, then they wake in the morning and look at each other. And then again, they succumb to love. And all the sakis feel very blissful. And all the sakis, Lalita, and, oh look, Krishna, they're supposed to wake up and leave the kunja. Kunja bhanga means breaking your pastimes in the kunja. And they're supposed to run to Yavat. Radharani runs to Yavat and Krishna the Nandagan. But again, they've fallen into this ocean of loving exchanges. And the sakis are saying, oh, this is wonderful. And they forget everything about getting up and running home before the sun catches everyone on the spot. But the mandris, and Brinda Devi is so worried because she's orchestrating the whole flow and movement of the Leela. And she's very worried. So Brinda Devi looks at Rupa Mandri very with great anguish in her eyes. Like, Rupa Mandri, you have to do something. No one's doing anything. The sakis are just so happy and blissful that Radha and Krishna are together intimately again and forgot the world again. And submerged again in their own intimate exchanges, but we're the sakis, and of course she's also a saki. She's Krishna Sneha Adik, Brinda Devi is a saki, but she's taking care of this seva here. So the mandris, they all get together. They don't succumb to the loving ecstasy, and then they arrange to do their different services. No matter how much happiness and ecstasy they may feel by serving and being with Radha and Krishna, they never lose it. The mandris never forget their service or seva need or the seva needs of the moment. And in Adi Lila, I was explaining chapter 4, in Krishna's Kaviraj, and who would know better than he? Because who is he in the spiritual world? What is his spiritual siddhasrupa identity? He's one of the Ashtamandris. He's the eighth Goswami. Seventh Goswami is Lokanath Goswami, Manjulali, Sakhi, and then the Manjari. And then the eighth Goswami is Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, who is Kasturi Manjari. So Kasturi Manjari is writing the shlokas there And Adi Leela describing the intensity of love and joy and happiness that's felt by Radharani's sevites and servants, says that the love that the mandris are feeling, it says sakis, but it means actual mandris, because there's so much absorbed in every moment in seva, it's millions of times more than what Radharani's feeling. Because all of bhavas and ecstasies that Radharani's feeling are directly and fully reflected and transmitted into the hearts of Radharani's mandris, her Priya Kinkaris, and they're feeling that Mahabhav, that Divyan Mahabhav, everything that Radharani feels is with them, it's for them, they're relishing. Then, plus, all the unlimited happiness of serving Radha and Krishna, serving Krishna and Radha together. So it's millions of times. Krishna enjoys the bliss of being with Radharani. She enjoys the bliss of being with Krishna. But the mandris enjoy all the bliss that Radharani is experiencing, which is all the bliss of Krishna, and plus the bliss of serving each one of them, and plus the bliss of serving both of them. So it says millions of times more happiness. And millions of times more happiness by serving. And Krishna, he's sarvagya. Sarvagya means all-knowing. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, and all-powerful, and all-pervading. Sarvagata. But he's seeing and he's understanding. Oh, they're happy. They're relishing so much happiness and joy. And what to speak of Radharani? I'm loving her 100%. She's loving me 100%. But her experience is 10,000% more than mine. I'm totally attracted. I'm mesmerized. I'm hypnotized. I'm captivated. How can I relish this happiness, this Radha Pranaya? And this madhurima, Radha Pranaya madhurima, this intense sweet love that she's experiencing from me. She's drinking this nectar liquid, this ras from my heart. What is it like? I don't know. I'm bewitched and captivated. So then becomes Mahaprabhu. So I can experience something of the ecstasy of Radharani's Mahabhav. Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu, this is his name. So this is the basic conclusion of this verse, 260. When will I merge in the rasa lake of the splendor of Radha, Rasi Kendra? Kendras, lotus toenails. There's an ocean of ras just in serving their feet. Just see. When Krishna serves Radharani's feet, he starts trembling. He's holding the paintbrush and he's trying to... And Radharani says, Krishna, you can't do this very well. You know, all the line on my foot is all going crooked. And she, with Radharani's foot, it's half covered with red lac. And she pushes Krishna away. She's sitting on a dais with her foot, her right foot. She pushes Krishna's chest, pushes him away. He says, Rupa, come and do this. Show him, Rupa, come paint my feet. Show him how to do it properly. He's a novice. He doesn't know how to do this. And Krishna's everywhere in poetry and Shastra. Krishna's known as Kala Nidhi. Nidhi means a treasure house of Kala, an ocean of artistic talents. Kala Nidhi. Kalavati Radha, Kala Nidhi Shyam. Kalavati and Kala Nidhi. Here he can't even paint a red line on Radharani's foot because he's experiencing so much ecstasy. So she pushes him. Have you ever seen murtis of Krishna? Ashtadhatu murtis when you buy in Loi Bazaar. In the old days, I don't know now. Now they're making everything so fast they don't want to take the extra 2 minutes to do it. But they used to carve a carving of one footprint in the chest of the deity. Have you ever seen a murti like this? Still they're doing? No, because they're lazy. It's all money. It takes a little more time. But this is tradition. So the Vaidhi Sadakas, they say, oh, this represents, because I've inquired from those following Vaidhi Marg, the Samacharyas, and they said, this represents the footprint of Bhrigu Muni, who kicked Dwarkadish in the chest when he was trying to He was doing a parikshit, a Bhagavat pariksha. He was examining who is the topmost form of Bhagavan. Is it Shiva? Shiva? Is it Brahma? Is it Vishnu or Krishna? So he went and he kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest when Vishnu had his head on the lap of Lakshmi Devi, lying on Lakshmi Devi's bed with his head on her lap. Actually, it's Krishna and Dwarka. It's Dwarka Leela. It's in chapter 90 of the 10th canto. I'm confused, but anyway, it's there. It's in the I don't know if it's describing Vishnu or Krishna, I forget, but it's in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna book, chapter 90. Because the sages, they had a meeting, they said, look, we don't know who's God. Is it Shiva, the supreme God, or that whole story is there. So generally they say, oh, this, so therefore when they make Krishna deities, because Vishnu tattva, Krishna tattva is one, and even in Puranas they say Vishnu is the origin of all the avatars, including Krishna, that's there in the Puranas. But our Goswamis have particularly, you know, given a little, you know, curve to the whole tattva philosophy and written Tattva Sandarbha and others to prove through the Bhagavatam. But actually even the Bhagavatam as we have it, mostly it describes Vishnu as the supreme. Even you look at the first canto, it says Vasudeva Paramaka, Vasudeva Paradeva, Vasudeva, 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 Vasudeva. That's Vishnu. So this is but the Gaudiyas, we say that they're one in tattva, but different in ras. And we say Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. That's our interpretation. But the Madhvas, they don't say that. They say Vishnu is supreme. And they have all support from Shrutis and Smritis and Upanishads. So it's our prejudice. It's our way of seeing things. And that's beautiful. Because spiritual life is extremely prejudiced. Extremely subjective. That's the whole beauty of it. So anyway, that's a whole other thing, not to confuse you. Krishna's two Bhagavan. Krishna's the supreme Vishnu. We say all these things, but if you really study and you have a proper teacher, and many teachers, Gaudiya teachers, they will candidly admit that actually they're right, but this is our prejudice. We just love Krishna, and we make everything, Krishna is supreme for us, and Radha and Krishna are supreme, so we make everything else support that conception. It's actually a fact. This is what the Goswamis did in their commentaries. And we don't mind. The Madhvas, they criticize. Even our great acharyas, our great mahajans, like Sri Jiva Goswami, we live for him. He's our everything. But they say, what is this? For the Madhvas, you know, Madhvas, we're supposed to be Brahma Madhva, like that, like some official type. They say, who is this Radharani? It's some apsara. We don't accept. They don't even accept. Go on the net, you can see. There's so many websites and articles they write. They have whole articles. We have no connection whatsoever with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. I remember when I first went to Puri in 1977, Jagannath Puri, I wanted to visit the birthplace of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a house, and it's a temple. It was established by Bhakti Daitya Madhav Maharaj. And his successor stays there if he's still with us, Bhakti Vallabha or something. Bhakti Vallabha Goswami Maharaj. He's an elderly sannyasi, a guru, acharya, and Gaudiya Math. So it's right there on the grand road of Puri. So I remember, I don't think it's there now, but it was there 77, 80, 82, 3, 4, 5, 86, 87, a long time. They have an entrance gate. And inside there's, you know, of course it's the house. It was the house of the district magistrate of Puri, Kedarnath Dutt, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhakti Siddhanta was born there. So we'll go to honor his birthplace. He must have all been there. It's on the main road. But on the entrance, it used to have a big gate. There's a gate, still a gate there, and had paintings and had some shlokas. And it was written, and everything was written in Bengali, Hindi. Then in English it was written, this is not an ISKCON temple. No facilities for ISKCON, because so many life members would go there and say, oh, this must be ISKCON. Can I get a free room? Because they have many, many guest rooms there. It's a big, very big complex. Goes, can't see much in the front, but it goes way in the back. 120 guest rooms or so. It's very big. So I saw that and said, oh, this is not it. So we are not We are, because remember our philosophy, one and different. We are one with the Madhva Sampradaya and very much different. We have a different sadhana, we have a different sadhya, we have a different upasya, we have a different ishta, we have everything. We have different mantras. We have Kam Gayatri Gopa mantra. They don't. These are the two Vaishnava mantras that are told in the Hari Bhakti Vilas and from Puranic literatures. There's only one mantra in the Madhva Sampradaya, it's Brahma Gayatri. And you get that from your father. And if you're a Brahmin and you haven't received it, then when you come in the Madhva Sampradaya, they will give you Upanayanam and give you Brahma Gayatri. That is the only mantra. Only Brahmins, devote people that are born in Brahmin families can take initiation, which means if you already have it, you just become a member of the Sampradaya because you have a Brahmin thread. So there's 100 differences. You can see on a net. I got the knowledge from the net, from their website. Their goal is Vaikuntha, our goal is Goloka Vrindavan. Their stairati is Dasyarati, our stairati. Stahirati is Madhurati. And their Ishta is Lakshmi Narayan. And our Ishta is Radha and Krishna. I mean, for starters. Different sadhya means the goal. Sadhana means the practice. Mantra. The only thing we say, hey, I'm connected to you. You know, this is like some rickshaw wala is saying, Priyanka Chopra is my wife. Did you know that? It's not exactly a good comparison, but I mean, it's like it's not really true, but we believe it to be true, and so we generally say that we're connected that way, and we have Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, and he's mentioning the name of those, that whole parampara on the front there. So most Gaudiyas, my guru, in fact, he says yes, we're Madhva, we call ourselves Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, but in Bhakti Ratnakara. This is our inside. Officially, yes, we're Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Everyone knows that. It's not new. That's Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. But really, we are the Gaudiya Sampradaya boss. And that's good enough for us. We don't have to start with Krishna and Brahma and then Narada and like that. We can start. We're also starting with Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda, and Advaita, and Gadadhar, they're also God. So the Sampradaya, it must be originate from God, from Vishnu, from Krishna. So that's another discussion. It's not exactly Radharasura Nidhi. That's very interesting. So we say yes, but in Bhakti Ratnakara, the Bengali shloka is there. I also have the shloka in Bengali, not just to confirm whether the English, I didn't believe the English when I read it. So I got the two or three shlokas from Bengali. So there, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, who is highly respected by Gaudiya Math and, of course, all the other Gaudiya Vaishnavas for his book, Bhakti Ratnakara. I mean, it's not primia facia, not primary pramanic support for the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That would be the Six Goswami's writings, Baladeva Dibhushan, Narottam Das, and Vishwanath. These are the Supreme Court, the Supreme Authority of Siddhanta. Siddhanta, Supreme Court. And everything else is supplementary or connected or secondary to that supreme primary pramanic evidence for our Sampradaya and our teachings, Hari Bhakti Vilas, etc. So there, but it's also considered a very real book, proper book. So there he said, although there are some people, they say that the Gaudiyas are part of the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, actually, we are members of a fifth Sampradaya, known as, and when people would see the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would say, oh, here comes the followers of the Nimai Sampradaya. Nimai Sampradaya. Nimai Pandit. Nimai Sampradaya. I don't know if you have read that. It's in English. You can read it. Bhakti Ratnakara. There's in two different places. One excerpt called Mathura Mandala, Chapter 5, published as a separate book, also describes this. Maybe it's not there in that one. But in a larger one also, it's there. In the Bengali shlokas, I have the number and chapter and everything. So we're Nimai Sampradaya. So that's fine. Personally, and for us, we don't care. We're good. We're good with Gaur-Nitai, Panchatattva. But officially, when we want to take an official stance and establish ourselves, then we're the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. That's what our guru has told us. That's what my guru has told us. And even in, outside of ISKCON, the gurus also say, yes, we're Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And if you bring up this point, they say, yeah, that's true, but just to keep the peace in the world, we say like that. But it's, as far as the Madhvas, there's no peace. You type in on Google, is Gaudiya Sampradaya part of Madhva Sampradaya? Then put on your sunglasses. Anyway, don't waste your time. Chant your rounds, study your books, serve your guru. And that's the main thing. If you have guru, anyone who has guru, proper Vaishnava guru, they're very, very fortunate. The greatest fortune anyone can have is to have guru and shelter of guru. So every guru is perfect and every guru will give you everything you need. And as you progress, Krishna will arrange everything you require. That faith a devotee must have at all times. Krishna loves me and he sent me a guru to bring me to him. And this guru has accepted me and I'm moving forward. I'm going closer to Radhan Krishna, my desired, my Abhishta Devata. Abhishta Devata, my desired objective, my worshipful devatas, Ishta Devatas, my worshipful lords. Abhishta Devata, my cherished lords. And then any more teachings are required, any more guides are required, everything will be given by Krishna. Krishna is doing everything. If you believe in free will, that's very nice. I personally don't. I believe in Krishna. And he says everywhere that I'm doing everything. So somehow if he's been kind to us, because there's no cause. We did not cause our guru. We did nothing to get, nothing we did, because bhakti is transcendental, receiving guru is transcendental. There's no punya, there's no dhan, there's no yajna, there's no puja, there's no charity, there's no yatra, there's no tirtha, there's no study, there's no yoga, there's nothing you can do yourself to get bhakti or guru. It is only the mercy of God and the devotee. Kripa Shakti, it is causeless. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagyavanji says, Kaun Bhagyavanji, Kaun, who is that? Who becomes Bhagyavan? Who gets that fortune? Nobody knows. Why me and why not my brother? Why me and why not my father? Why me and why not some other person? It's Krishna picked for his own purpose, he picked us out. It's like that. And he's the doer, Kartahamiti Manyate. Everywhere, look at Gita, everywhere, Gita. The gunas, prakriti, guna, karnam guna sangha, sarasatyam. The cause is the gunas, everything material. And the cause of bhakti, rimadurya kanamani. What is the cause of bhakti? No cause. Beautiful. So it's mercy. Oh, I don't like this guru. What? Well, that means that you don't like Krishna. Krishna gives guru. Guru is perfect. Guru is perfect. We're not. Serve the perfect and become perfect. Everything is there. There's no such thing as big guru, small guru, fat guru, thin guru. Oh, he's rasic. So what? Where am I? I'm nowhere. I'm not even in Anartha Nivritti. If you read Madhurya Kadamani, then you say, wow, I have two choices here. After I read Madhurya Kadamani, I decided, there's only two choices here. Do I quit or do I keep going? Do I just quit and throw in the towel, so to speak? Throw it, hang up the beanbag and walk my talk in some other field? Either quit or keep walking. So I chose to keep walking. It's a long road. Anartha Nivritti, the symptoms of anishtita bhakta. Look at the symptoms, alakshana. Nishta is a long way from prema. I mean, wait a minute. I'll be like Rupa Goswami. Listen, If you want to maintain your, you want to maintain your peace and happiness and your comfortable position, and then don't by any means read and seriously study Madhurya Kadambini. Because when you finish reading it, you'll say, what is sweet about this book? It's supposed to be a downpour of sweetness, Madhurya Kadambini. But it's like chilies. It's like green, it's like red chilies. It's like the truth is too hot to handle. The truth is burning my tongue and pinching my brain. I say the truth hurts, and this, woo, ouch! I thought I was a big man. I got a Brahmin thread, and you know, I do puja. I lead kirtan. I gave a class. I know 2 shlokas. I'm a big guy, you know. You know, I'm the temple commander. Wow. Guess what? You're in diapers and you're in the Nartadivriti. So this is a rude awakening. I hope it's not in Russian. Is it in Russian? Better not, because they're happy the way they are. They say ignorance is bliss, where it's folly to be wise. So if you're Russian and it's not in Russian, then that's great. Just chant, dance, take prasad, be happy. I wouldn't want anything more for anybody, anything else than that for everybody. Chant, dance, take prasad, be happy. And we're a little over time. Radharasudaniti ki jai. Jai, jai, Shri Radhe. Jai, jai, Shri Radhe. Jai, jai, Shri Radhe. Shah.